Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The only jeans campaign more controversial than Sydney Sweeney's right now is Guess's. So Paul Marciano, the co-founder of Guess, is defending the brand's decision to feature an AI-generated model in its latest campaign, even though it sparked controversy after appearing in Vogue magazine. He's saying that AI is just the quote-unquote new toy in marketing and that it impressed him with its lifelike look, though he emphasizes this isn't a replacement for real models, insisting the next campaign features human talent. He, the co-founder, is known for pushing boundaries since the 1980s, so he's not really swayed by these critics. According to sources, he's just curious and open to innovation.
Don't you think at some point or another we have to put a disclaimer on stuff that says, hey, this is a real woman, or no, it is not a real woman? Aren't we there already?
Well, there are countries in Europe that now require ads to disclose if Photoshop is used on real people. So I feel like that's going to come out soon. My theory is I don't think the internet's going to die because of AI. I think there will be social media networks and organizations in place. You'll have your AI-free social media, AI-free news channels, and then you'll have companies that make them put disclaimers on it, because as if beauty standards weren't unrealistic and unreachable enough, now we're comparing ourselves to computers.
Yeah, there's a real mental blowback on that. You know, getting back to American Eagle just for a second, I've been really interested the last couple of days to see what their stock would do. Because when you're getting this much publicity, you just assume that now you got the attention, there's somebody making money off of that. And I even went as far to say as I think American Eagle might have planted this whole controversy with the jeans and tying it into Nazis and stuff like that. The stock has gone down the last 5 days.
It has?
Yeah, it had an initial little like bump, and then it's gone down 6%, and to a company, that's a lot.
Well, I mean, think about it. If you, American Eagle was typically, back when I was purchasing American Eagle, was sort of targeted more towards like high schoolers, and then I would wear their jeans, you know, up until like somewhat recently, because, you know, I'm an adult now. So I think about all the parents that see this controversy, even if they don't really know what's going on, they're like, oh, well, why would I buy my kid American Eagle jeans, you know, if they're pushing Nazi propaganda. And if you're not familiar with that story, I'm going to kind of circle back to it, because Doja Cat was roasting Sydney Sweeney, and I think it's just really funny, so I kind of want to play the audio. So Sydney Sweeney is a part of this controversy with this American Eagle campaign, because the tagline that she's being a part of is called Sydney Sweeney Has Good Jeans. And it's a play on words, of course, because she's wearing jeans in the advertisement. It's for American Eagle jeans. But the controversy here is the fact that she is a blonde-haired, blue-eyed woman, and so a lot of people feel like, oh, so now you're pushing, you know, the Aryan race, the Nazi propaganda, and just saying that you only have good genes if you have blonde hair and blue eyes. But there's also some controversy on other parts of the internet that I have seen more of, where it's like they're talking about how every campaign she does has some kind of sexual undertone. Here is the audio from one of her clips from Sydney Sweeney Has Good Genes.
Genes are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My jeans are blue.
Sydney Sweeney has her jeans.
And if you haven't seen Tommy's parody,
that's what I pictured when I was listening to it.
MVP for that, Tommy. MVP.
So good. Sydney Sweeney, of course, hot blonde woman, and Tommy, our show director, formerly blonde man, did a parody of it. It's great. It's iconic. So, of course, Doja Cat decided to jump in on the controversy and maybe not add her opinion, but she decided to roast and mock some of the more absurd parts of the advertisement.
Genes are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My genes are blue.
I just think it's so,
random.
I just think it's so I came across my For You page, and I laughed at her for probably 5 minutes, because I'm like, here's pop star Doja Cat just popping up on my social media. She's giving me the most yeehaw accent for this.
Tommy, can we get you to recreate that video using Doja Cat's voiceover now?
Well, it's a similar voice already.
Yeah. It's not too far off. So I'm curious, if you're Sydney Sweeney, do you say anything, or do you just lay low and let this blow over?
Well, first of all, if I'm Sydney Sweeney and I'm starting to, I wake up in the morning and I see this controversy with the Nazi thing, I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you absolutely kidding me? Can I do anything that doesn't have any controversy at all attached to it? And no, if I'm her, I'm not addressing it at all.
I'm just waiting for like Abercrombie or somebody else to come out with like a counter advertisement that basically says all jeans are good jeans or something like that. Like somebody needs to capitalize on this.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Day 4 now of getting revenge without getting arrested. We have comedian slash...
Probably.
Do need that one. Probably get you arrested. Ish is a comedian and a lawyer, and she's been coming on this week, and she's been telling you guys, look, if you're burned and you really want to get revenge, don't put so much energy into it that it's going to end up in lawsuits and jail. There's a certain science to going just to the line, just so you don't get arrested. Earlier in the week, Ish, we had what? It was insects the first day?
Insects, bags of exotic animal poop, elephants recommended. We also had a Christmas tree / jack-o'-lantern drop-off lots, which is a fave.
The curdled milk. Who could forget the curdled milk spray?
Cannot forget the curdled milk, the classic curdled milk. One of my favorites.
All right. Today we are focusing on what, Ish?
Today we are focusing on something that's very caring, very loving, very low effort. Now, even though this man burned you, you still want him to be insured. You still want him to have health insurance and car insurance, homeowners insurance. So why not go ahead and sign him up for as many health insurance quotes, car insurance quotes, homeowners insurance quotes as possible. And, you know, maybe those people do happen to sell your information to everyone in the entire world. And maybe they do relentlessly call you to the point where your phone is unusable. And yes, it is actually impossible to get off of any of these lists, but you're only doing it because you care. You're just doing it because you're a kind person.
Yeah, if you have ever called for a quote on any one of these things, you know how bad it is once your phone starts lighting up all day. And your suggestion is, don't do just one.
Never. All of them. Angie's List is also a great one. If you want to throw their number up on Craigslist saying, you know, they're selling a car at a really reasonable price, just really put their phone number out there. Well, maybe not Craigslist. That could qualify as doxing, maybe. But if you're giving it to the federal government to try to get them some help, you know, healthcare.gov.
I'm convinced somebody signed me for AARP because there's no way that I am I'm ready for those kind of notifications.
I think life signed you up.
You can kiss my old
AARP. It's a dig to the ego. Great discounts. I signed myself up for it because there's no age requirement, actually.
Wait, what?
Excellent discounts.
Wait, this is... But
yeah, there's no requirement.
You don't have to be like 55 and older to get any AARP benefits?
To get the really peak discounts, you do have to be like 65 or something. But I'm signed up for AARP. I have a membership card. I found that out while I may or may not have been sending some AARP stuff to this demon man. I may have found that out. But, you know, restaurants, hotels, car rentals, take advantage of it, really.
I am signing up today.
This is amazing. Yeah, because at some point, you will legitimately be a senior citizen. You're just getting in before everybody else.
I love a good deal. I love a good coupon. Uh-huh. And I love a good promo code. Are you freaking kidding me?
This is great. This is great.
This is my wheelhouse, baby. I feel like this is also fun to do around election years when you start signing them up for the opposing political party's email list.
Oh, that's even more diabolical. Uh-huh.
Especially if they're really passionate about a certain candidate. Mm-hmm. Get under their skin in their email list.
Yeah, that's a great one.
What is the law about signing people up for as many of these as you can? Because I know that I've been on just one, and I think it was an insurance quote, and they called relentlessly. And it wasn't just one day. The law doesn't protect anybody from being on 5 or 6 or 7 of those lists.
We live in a late stage capitalist hellscape and privatization of health insurance. Uh-huh. I think I'm pretty sure our government's all for it. They're about to get rid of all of it anyways. So, you know, help them get ahead of the game. You know what I'm saying? And it's also really great because they really want to make sure you're insured. So these calls won't just be a couple of days. They will be months and months. Yes. And then just in case they didn't get insured, if you want to set a calendar reminder to follow up in 3 months and sign them up again, I think that would be very altruistic.
That's so personally. Good. So good. Okay, so let's go through these again. There's insurance. There's what else?
There's car insurance, health insurance, homeowners insurance, Scientology if you're interested, perhaps Jehovah's Witnesses, the Mormons, get them spiritually fit, just the whole gambit, and their phone will be unusable. So good luck trying to text other girls. Every 5 minutes you're on Tinder, you will be getting another call. And if they happen to go insane, so be it.
I do
they
like
drove you insane, so you might as well.
I do like Abby's political angle as well.
Yeah, you know how people feel about those, man.
Yeah, well, I'm just, you know, helping them educate themselves about the other side and where other people are coming from as well. So I'm just looking out for them, really.
Okay. There's so much philanthropy in this one. I really dig it.
Yeah, we're just trying to help. That's all. Ish, where can people see you online?
They can find me at What the Ish, TikTok, Instagram, all the things. And there's a lot of other great ideas over there.
Okay, we've got 4 already. We'll do one more tomorrow, okay? Again, check her out, What the Ish, on any social media platform.
You're on The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I didn't know at the time I was starting a new Burt Show series called Bad Ideas. Bad idea number one, send Jackson to try to sneak into some events, right? How hard can that be? And then he gets into events and I spend the better part of 3 days in meetings with suits and people that I've never even met before and organizations in Atlanta that don't even exist, like the Thrashers. Calling me and saying, don't you make sure he doesn't sneak in our team stuff. So that was the first one. Second one was a couple of days ago. Kristen gets credit for this one. She's attempting to get Abby kidnapped and off of the Burt Show.
Well, hey, they promised no murder. Uh-huh. So at least we know that's not going to happen. No, there is a Burt Show listener, a P1, who is getting married, and there's going to be a guest at her wedding that could potentially be the perfect match for Abby. So yeah, my idea was, hey, let's put your butt on a plane to Indianapolis and then get you in a car and drive you 45 minutes outside Indianapolis so you can go to a wedding with a bunch of strangers and meet a man.
Don't listen to her. These contracts are really hard to get out of, and they're trying to get me out of mine.
All right, so that was bad idea number two. And then the youth group comes in here and says, oh, it's not just the elders on the show that can come in with bad ideas. Let's make it worse. And that's where we are today.
Oh, yeah. The bad ideas are the new pandemic, and they are absolutely infectious around here. And I thought, you know, the youth group is on a bit of a high right now after the live show. We got our licks in on the main cast here with our roast.
You guys all crushed it.
We had a great time doing that, so I figured things are going so well. Why not cause a huge rift and divide between every single one of us in here? And so I decided to come here and say that we should all make, I don't know why I keep wanting to say a riff off. It's a diss track. This isn't Pitch Perfect. I decided that we would all team up and make a diss track against one another. And so the teams as they stand are myself and Mikey, Katie and Amber, and Rebecca and Abby. And so we've all, I feel like, have been brainstorming a little bit, but we're spending today, tomorrow, the weekend to get our diss tracks put together, produced, and we'll see who comes out on top.
Reverb is your best friend.
All right. So this show also has a rich history of roasts on the show that have gone horribly wrong. If you're a long-term Burt Show listener, you know the roast that the members of the Burt Show had, where our significant others roasted us, and we didn't get to see the roast until it was on the air. That was so bad for me that it was one of the contributing factors to my divorce.
Are you ready for this? It wasn't supposed to be a roast.
Right.
It was stand-up. Our significant others were supposed to write stand-up for
that's
us.
Right.
We were supposed to tell jokes. However, your significant other decided to make you roast yourself.
And she had a friend write it for her.
Yeah, and that's where, because like ours was like, there were some digs. Yours was just next.
It takes a lot to jolt me so much that I can't do the next segment on The Burt Show. And that one was so bad, I had to remove myself from the show and breathe it out for a while.
For like an entire break.
That's how bad it was.
Oh, I want to hear it.
Like when there are people that say, hey, can you play it during Best Of? I'm like, seriously, it's so painful that I can't. There's no way.
We burned it.
Yeah, it needs to be burned, right? So then when these guys come in here and they're like, hey, this will be fun. We'll just do diss tracks. No one will take it personally. I just want to make sure that that is accurate and that we are all agreeing to that before you guys do the diss track, because one person's funny joke might hit really hard to somebody else, and then before you know it, you have this chain reaction of bad chemistry that goes on between the youth group, which would affect your podcast also and affect this studio as well and all of us hanging out after here. So we all agree that there is some risk involved here.
There's a little bit of risk. I mean, we can't lose all that money we're making off the Personality Hires podcast. So, I mean, we have a lot to lose here.
Have you guys got a check for that yet?
No.
Not one penny.
I don't even think y'all want to sign us.
Not true.
I think right now it's under my name.
All right. So I have written a tongue-in-cheek verbal contract that you guys have to say out loud. That way, if things go sideways and feelings get hurt, we can go back to the verbal contract and say, you guys promised. Okay? So repeat after me.
Raise your right hand. All right.
Why is it the right hand?
Because you put the left hand on something and then you raise your right hand.
We need with some Bibles.
Well, I don't want to say, yes, it's a Bible, but also whatever your religious book of choice is.
Something.
I'm going to pull up TikTok and then put my hand over TikTok because that's my new religion.
You know, put your right hand up and put your left hand on your heart.
You know what? Oh, say.
Do you want to know what our AI overlords say about the right hand?
Yes, Cassie. I would never rob you of showing that you're a little more intelligent.
Oh, I'm not intelligent. This is straight from Google, but I want to know. So it dates back to Roman times and the 17th century English courts. It symbolized truth and honesty because individuals convicted of crimes like perjury, lying, were often branded on their right hand. So raising the right hand in court served to demonstrate the absence of such a brand, showing that you are credible.
I appreciate your curiosity.
We all learned something.
And now we know. All right. Right, right hands up, everybody.
Right hands up.
Right hands up. I state your name.
I'm Kim.
I was trying to look around to see who the first idiot would be that would say, state your name.
That was me. I said it in my head.
Okay, continuing to repeat. Promise that whatever is said during the youth group diss tracks.
Promise that whatever is said during the youth group diss tracks.
Will not be taken seriously.
Will not be taken seriously.
That much.
I will not cry publicly.
I will not cry publicly.
I will not go into a deep depression.
Whoa, we got someone over here who's editing on the fly.
What was it?
I just didn't say publicly because I can't make an oath over my emotions. That's like telling me not to feel.
Yeah, and making them cry, that's like a badge of honor. I rapped against somebody one time on this show and made them cry. I still talk about that.
Well, okay. Let's tweak this here a little bit. Let's tweak it. If you make somebody cry on this bad idea, you win.
That's okay. Not too hard.
All right, I mean, if we're going to raise the stakes, let's raise the stakes.
Okay, no, we are very skewing off point here.
All right, so repeat after me. If my team makes somebody else cry on the show.
If my team makes somebody else cry on the show.
My team wins.
My team wins.
Okay. I will not go into a deep depression.
I will not go into a deep depression.
I will not lash out loudly or in passive-aggressive ways.
I will not lash out loudly or in passive-aggressive ways.
Is this hurting your guys' ears as much as it is mine? I will not hire bots to insult my fellow youth group members online.
I will not hire bots to insult my fellow youth group members online.
I didn't even know that was an option.
I have agreed to participate in a bit.
I have agreed to participate in a bit.
That is purely for entertainment purposes.
That is purely for entertainment purposes.
Even though it might and probably will severely hurt my self-esteem.
Even though it might and probably will severely hurt my self-esteem.
Something like that. That is all. Okay, so those are the rules of engagement. So are we doing this in two parts, like two of you on Monday, then some on Tuesday? What's the format here?
I just said everyone needs to have theirs ready by Monday, and then we can figure out order and stuff like that afterwards.
All right. Is this just for fun? Is there a winner? Is there a prize? Do listeners get to vote on the best diss track? Is this just for funsies?
This is funsies. Here's Kristen making it more complicated.
I am just trying to get listener engagement. You're welcome.
Okay. I think since we're all fighting for Daddy Burt's love, it should be up to Daddy Burt to tell us his favorite child is.
That puts a lot of pressure on me now, doesn't it? And frankly, I don't need that.
Because if you don't need if we don't need a prize, I do have a punishment for if we did leave it up to the listeners and they vote, who their favorite is, whoever gets the least amount of votes, I do have a punishment in my back pocket that I've been waiting to pull out for the show.
Here we are, along with bad ideas, are coming to the table and we brainstorm them on the air without doing this post-show, running it up some kind of flag, analysis to paralysis. So what do you got?
So I saw this online and it made me laugh so hard. And it's those inflatable suits. So we would get two inflatable suits for the losing team to wear. And then you take fart spray and you spray it.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Friends.
So it's going to circulate that air in the inflatable suit. So you have this little vent that you squirt the fart spray into, and then you have to fight for your life to get out of the fart spray.
All right, that's brutal.
How long will we have to stay in the smelly thing?
You got
to
get out. As fast as you can get out.
Until you vomit.
Are you guys agreeing to that?
I agree.
I guess so. Can I add one addendum to the contract?
Here we go.
Haven't gotten past that one yet. Are y'all into the fart payoff?
I'm down.
I'm not into it, but I'll be
We're here.
We're here. Okay, my one addendum to the contract.
Okay.
If you surprise me with a cancer joke, I reserve the right to surprise you by buying Red Dye 40 in bulk and pouring it in your coffee every morning as a secret.
You've already established that there are some things that are off the table. The cancer jokes, because you went through tongue cancer, off the table.
Okay, verbal signature, Rebecca Lancaster.
Off the table. Okay, so this is it. I am taking myself out of the judging category because, again, I'm trying to protect team chemistry, and I don't want any of you guys turning on me or listeners turning on me going, obviously you like Jackson better than Katie, so you voted for him. No. So who's going to judge?
So, all right. So I think it's the listeners that judge. And so I say your diss tracks will be done come Monday. So from a scheduling standpoint, do you want to do all three on Monday at a different hour? And then listeners have, after the last one is played, then they have 24 hours to vote. And then the next day we deem a winner and a farty loser.
I'll tell you why I really like that idea. Because it kills three segments on Monday.
That's why I pitched it.
Okay, that's what we're going with. All right. We are all in agreement. This is all in good fun.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Agreed. Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right. So I made a confession on the Burt Show yesterday, and there have been DM repercussions. If you weren't listening yesterday on the show, I said late in the show that I called myself out. I called myself out yesterday that for years and years and years, I have said that Adam Sandler movies just aren't good anymore, man. There was a time there when he was rocking with like Big Daddy. The first Happy Gilmore was awesome.
Billy Madison was great.
Billy Madison was so good and so funny, right?
Stop looking at me, Schwan. Shampoo is better. No conditioner is better. It makes the hair silky and smooth.
I was not expecting that.
It's the spirit of Adam Sandler with us.
I was not expecting that. And the point that I have been driving home for years and years and years is that he is tied to our youth or some of our youths and the nostalgia on that. His movies were so funny back in the day that we have given him opportunities for 20 years of mediocre movies based on three or four that were really, really great.
This man is the human embodiment of mediocrity. He wears basketball shorts on the red carpet. What else are we expecting?
So that was my point yesterday is that, come on, I know he really is a great guy. He's a nice guy in a world filled with arrogant celebrities and celebrities of entitlement. This guy is just himself. He does wear shorts and hoodies. He drives himself in his own car to award shows. Just the most down-to-earth. And I do like him as a person. I would want to hang out with him.
An exceptional family man. Father.
Yes.
Putting his two kids in the movie. And no, it's not some Nepo baby thing. They actually did a really good job.
They really did. I saw the Bat Mitzvah movie. The daughter stars in it. She's really good.
She was really good. So yesterday I made the confession, really with the epiphany more than anything else, while I was complaining about Happy Gilmore 2, which again I think was a less than mediocre movie, but I watched it because it tied into my youth and I gave him another chance and he delivered exactly like he has for the last 15 years. And I said to you guys yesterday, you know what? Hold on a second here. And by the way, it got worse over the last 24 years, and that's how I'll follow up. I said, you guys, if I really didn't like Adam Sandler, I wouldn't watch so many of his movies, right? And yesterday I came in here, and as we were going down his IMDb list of credits, I rattled off like 16 or 17 movies that I have seen of Adam Sandler since The Good Ones.
You honestly need to be president of his fan club.
Almost, right?
He's got to come out of the Adam Sandler closet first.
Yeah.
Which I did yesterday, and I had that epiphany. I will get to the DMs here in just 1 second, but it got worse for me because after I said, you know what, guys? I guess I don't hate Adam Sandler. I must really like Adam Sandler to watch 16 of his movies. Yesterday, I went home, and I was really curious to get a more accurate reading. I have watched... Or watched parts of, here's the number, and I am not lying when I say this. This is not for shock value. 29.
Are you kidding?
29 movies with Adam Sandler?
Not all of them. Some of them were parts.
Yeah.
29. I am not making that up for shock value.
You know, he might need to get a restraining order against you.
Seriously. So I clearly do not hate Adam Sandler. There's a part of me that loves Adam Sandler movies.
There's a thin line between love and hate. Adam Sandler.
And Bert's laying right on top of it.
The DMs. Hey, Bert. I've been waiting for your Adam Sandler confession for years. For years, I've heard you talk about not liking his movies, but you seem to know every single one. LOL. I'm glad you came out of the Adam Sandler closet, which is what I think I called it yesterday, because he's one of my favorites. She says, true national treasure. Are we signing off on true national treasure?
I mean... For her, he is.
We can't put Dolly Parton and Adam Sandler in the same box.
When some names are mentioned, like Dolly Parton, immediately it's a yes.
Didn't he win the Mark Twain Comedy Award, though?
Yeah.
I mean, that's an American treasure right there.
And it was very funny, mostly because there were comedians that were making a lot of jokes, and he didn't really have a lot of speaking parts.
See, so it's weird because, like, when you think, like national treasure, right? You have like an overall, like Dolly Parton, overall national treasure. And then I think you have others that are in certain categories.
Ooh.
So like maybe for comedy, he's a national treasure.
Okay.
It feels very American to have both of them, Dolly and Adam, in the same category.
Oh! God, that hurts. No, but okay.
You love Adam Sandler.
Bert, I will tell my husband he can start listening to The Bert Show again. We drive to work together, and he is Adam Sandler's biggest fan. Whenever you talk poop about Adam Sandler. He demands we turn on the sports station. We've had a car ride about listening to this. Oh, we've had car fights about listening to this, to the Burt Show, when you talk about Adam Sandler. She says, I swear, I played your epiphany for him yesterday on the way home, and he said he could switch back to you guys now. Thank you. I hate sports.
Is this the reason? Are ratings about to skyrocket?
Maybe so.
Welcome back.
And the last one I'll share with you. Somebody that wasn't happy with my confession yesterday, no. Of course. I think you caved. Mm. You said you were getting a ton of negative comments and your DM, so you gave into them. He is awful. You know it. I know it. You just said the truth. Don't back down now. Stick up for us in the Adam Sandler Haters Club. I do not hate Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
I just feel like he's a crook. That's all. But clearly, I keep watching his movies.
What? Oh, he's a crook? Because you don't think he's that funny?
No, that he keeps taking our money time and time again on putting mediocre movies out.
If it makes you feel better, he gives a lot to charity. Something like $150 million so far.
That's why I'm so torn here, because he is such a great guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But movies, mediocre at best. Okay, Kristen, talk to us about paying rent at 15 years old.
All right, so I came across this, and I found it interesting, and I wanted to get your all's take as if this mother should charge her 15-year-old child rent. So she posted, my daughter is 15 with her first job, and I'm thinking about charging her $75 a month for quote unquote rent, but actually putting it in a savings for her and giving it to her once she graduates. Should I? And before I read the comments, just hearing what at the Cooking Cutie posted, I got this off of DJ Key Crank, by the way, on Instagram. Do you think that's a good idea or a bad idea? Or is there the way she says rent, because she just labeled it as I'm helping my child start a savings account. Mm-hmm. That way she has some money. I think it all has to do with the wording here. But she's saying, I'm going to charge my 15-year-old rent because she just got her first job.
Well, if she's really trying to teach her adult lessons about reality and paying rent, she should just take that $75, rip it up, and then throw it in the garbage, because that is the actual rent experience.
I don't hate this idea. I don't hate the idea, not because it's rent, but mm-hmm. just establishing that this is how the real world works. So if you're making $75, $3 of it has to go for where you live. Another $3 has to go for food. Another $3 has to go for blank. I like that idea, actually. I don't hate it.
Some of the most liked comments. So this one had 112,000 likes. If you're actually saving it for her, then yes. But don't start spending her stuff. That would be a bad parent move.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else said, I would match her $75 each time and surprise her at the end and then give it to her. And another person said, I would be transparent and tell her that $75 needs to be put aside in savings, and that's a non-negotiable. I wouldn't bother calling it rent. And yes, I would match it and present her the whole thing when she graduates.
Don't hate it. Don't hate it.
Here's the thing. Calling it rent is where I have my hang up, because I do think it's cool. Like, when we start giving allowance, we're going to have our kids play quote unquote taxes, which we'll put inside in a savings account, because it is establishing this is what happens in the real world. So you're going to have some set aside for taxes, and we're going to ask you to set some aside for charities to donate, because we all are part of the global community. But calling it rent makes it feel like you never have a safety net, and your parents are supposed to be your safety net until you're 18 and out in the world. And I just feel like it kind of yanks some of that childhood away.
Somebody we fall S Radio Jock said, let your bleeping kid be a kid. GC, stop trying to make her bleeping grow earlier than she needs to. Let her enjoy the little money she's making from working, what I assume is going to be a minimum wage job. Mm-hmm. Why don't you just put $75 of your money aside every month and give her to her when she graduates?
Okay. That's an idea as well.
This is The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.